this is the worst possible start to 2016 for Hoik, to be honest. Hoik Network, the news coming out of there yesterday is it's a massive employer. I was a former employee, and I can place on record that there's 180 very hard-working people that are affected by this announcement.
And speaking to people yesterday, it seemed to come out of the blue. Is that the impression you've got as well?
Absolutely, totally out of the blue. The company had its issues the same as every other company, fighting for every order, and the quality of garments they made were second to none. They're a very famous name, and to think that they're not going to be part of our town is just unimaginable.
Well, that's the thing as well, it's such a skilled workforce too.
Very highly skilled workforce. A great place to work it was. I thoroughly enjoyed my time up there, and I know there's many families in the town hurting today.
And obviously the knitwear and the textiles industry is synonymous with the town of Hoik. What do you think this means for the future of it?
We have got a lot of knitwear companies still in Hoik that are very buoyant and really bucking the trend, and thankfully there's still a good skill base here. But we as councillors, and we have to work hard with the MPs and MSPs and the rest of the Scottish Borders Council to try and attract new industry and new jobs to the town.
And well, for Hoik Knitwear itself, do you think it is possible they'll get a buyer? Do you think they'll become viable?
I would keep my fingers crossed that a buyer is found. I think everybody in the town would like to see that. But at the moment, there's 180 people that are suffering very badly, and my heart goes out to them.